Bud Light practically giving beer away. Sales plunged by 24.6% in week 6 of Mulvaney controversy. By Elaine Mallon on May 25, 2023. Americans can get up to $15 back from their purchase of Bud Light and a few other Anheuser-Busch products. The rebate, which applies to purchases made on a 15-pack or larger between May 17 and May 31, would in some instances make the beer free, excluding state restrictions or sales tax. Michael Hall posted to Twitter a display of Bud Light and Budweiser in two different Wisconsin stores promoting the free Bud Family 20-pack. Both stores were selling the beer for $15, and if customers submitted the rebate form by June 14, they would effectively get the beer for free. A Meijer grocery store in Traverse City, Michigan, a popular tourist town on Lake Michigan, offered a 24-pack of Bud Light cans for just $3.50. The promotion comes ahead of Memorial Day weekend. It is estimated that 46% of consumers are planning to purchase beer for the festivities. Sales for Anheuser-Busch have plummeted since its partnership with transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney. Beginning April 1, the social media influencer posted a series of videos on TikTok promoting Bud Light. The beer giant even sent Mulvaney a pack of beer with his face on it, with the inscription "Cheers to 365 Days of Girlhood." The company said the cans were not meant for public sale, and even sent distributors a free case of beer to make amends in the face of lost sales due to the ensuing backlash. However, 6 weeks later, Bud Light sales continued to plunge by 24.6% for the week ending May 13. Beer Business Daily's Harry Schumacher told Fox News Digital he is surprised by how long the public boycott has lasted. In the public psyche, Bud Light has always been considered so much deep Americana, middle America, working man and woman's beer, and when you just flip that completely on its end, it's hard for the consumer to swallow, Schumacher said. Watch, they're in trouble. Video shows no one at Bud Light stand at Red Sox game.